Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
A professional musician is someone who is sort of rough and ready for anything and can do anything to a certain extent that is asked of them. Being an artist is figuring out what your thing is.
Raul Midon came to New York and into his own as an artist after working as a studio musician in Miami. And on a new album, makes sure the only musical path he follows is inventive, relevant, and his. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Raul Midon's 2005 debut, State of Mind, introduced music fans to a new talent in the singer-songwriter scene. But with an ear for pop, a voice steeped in smooth soul, and Argentine rhythms in his roots, he clearly brought something different to the table. Now Raul's expanded that eclectic sound even further on a new album called A World Within a World. And during a stop at FUV, he spoke with host John Platt about two influences that have shaped his life in music, Paul Simon and Being Blind.
One of the things that you try to do as an artist is, okay, what do I have to contribute to the sort of pantheon of everything that's out there? What do I have to say that's different? So, you know, you try to take everything that's going on in your life and use it as grist for the mill. And one of the things that I've been trying to do is sort of deal with, you know, that I'm blind and what perspective does that bring to my writing? So on the song, The More That I Know, for instance, I really tried to consciously use metaphors and sort of take a walk through the world as me, as a blind person, and describing the world that way. So you come up with some things that are a little bit unorthodox, but that are perfectly in line with what I experienced. So it's all about feel and touch and sound and smell and not visual.
Walking through the afternoon, I've been listening to the month of June as sunlight turns to cooler moon and cricket songs. Songs that speak of times, forgotten rinds of rotten fruit, returning to the earth, the breath of life that she once gave to give and take away. In time I learned to lay my worries down upon the shoulders of the whispering wind. Wind that touches everything, everything it touches sings and dances. Chances seem to fade and reappear. The more that I know, wherever I go, I want to be close to you.
Can I ask you about some of the other artistic inspirations for you?
You know, I've always been inspired by maybe the ethnic music of different places. So, you know, the folk music of Argentina. But then I'm really inspired as far as sort of American music by people like Paul Simon. You know, sort of having the vision or whatever to incorporate all kinds of music. You know, if you listen to sort of the earlier stuff, you hear the gospel music in there. And then, you know, there's Graceland with the African, and it's still him. But it's not just sort of one thing that got him successful, and then he's been doing that thing ever since, which is what happens to a lot of artists. For me, what makes him so inspiring to me is, obviously, he's a brilliant lyricist, but then the music is always interesting.
Hmm.
To me, music is really important, not just lyrics. Otherwise, I get bored.
There is no darkness, no sunshine. There is no great society. There is no freedom without conviction. There is no freedom to be free. There is no heaven, no fire and brimstone. There is no brotherhood of man. There is no country, no one religion. There is no universal plan. Peace on earth, that's what we want. Peace on earth, that's what we all say. Peace on earth, yet there in the hallway lurks the ghost of war.
That's Raul Midon performing the song Peace on Earth live at FUV. Check out the complete interview in the audio archives at WFUV.org.